Whatever,
Thank you for calling Emergent Machine Services, where we deliver tomorrow's needs today. Your order is our emergency. Please listen closely, as our menu options have recently changed. You may dial a zero at any time to reach an operator. To reach our shop supervisor, Billy Wedden, please dial 1. To reach our production manager, Miller Jenkins, please dial 4. To reach our quality control manager, Phil Gill, please dial 8. To reach our programming technician, please dial 114. To reach our office administrator or accounts payable clerk, please dial 2. And to reach our controller, Aaron Green, please dial 3.
One moment, please.
Emergent Machine Services, this is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good, good. I'm just circling back with you to see how business was going and if you guys had any word yet on whether or not you guys are going to bring on those two small machines.
Yeah, we're still waiting for the market to firm up a little bit. We want to get rid of one machine and we're taking too much of a hit on that one, so
yeah.
Right now, so we're looking for a little bit of improvement in the market. Maybe we can get back 5 or 10,000 in value on that machine, and then
okay.
And then
what type of machine is it?
It is a Morisiki.
Morisiki, is that a CNC or a lathe?
Yeah, it's a mill.
Okay.
But yeah, we just can't. Oh gosh, we can't. They're only wanting to the market right now. You know, the prices that we're getting, the response that we're getting is around $50K.
Yeah.
And we're not in, you know, a fire sale type of situation. We don't have to unload it.
Right.
You know, we're not in desperate.
Dire need.
Right. Yeah. But
sure.
So we're just kind of in a holding pattern, seeing how we can move that machine.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we're also looking at, you know, some more rigs came back online and you know, demand looks, you know, the reports are that demand's going to go up but supply also is going to go up. So we're just kind of in a holding pattern right now. Not really ready to pull the trigger on anything as far as capital expenditure.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. You and a lot of businesses are kind of in the same boat right now.
Yeah.
I know that one of those machines was based on a client that you guys would be getting, taking on.
Yeah.
Did he ever get that project to where he needed you guys?
He's, I guess, doing the same thing. He's waiting. I mean, he's it's still an option, and if
mm-hmm.
if it doesn't pan out, you know, we will still need other machines.
Yeah,
we will still need, because we do such small parts on very large machines. And we don't want to necessarily get rid of our large machines, but we do want to acquire some smaller ones. That would, you know, that would speed up our lead times. So
yeah,
we're looking at that. So it's just a holding pattern right now. We're not,
totally understand.
Yeah. So
okay. Well, do you still have my info? I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can, you know, just. Touch base with me is great. You know, if you're available to send me an email every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. I try to send you something once a month, even if I don't talk to you. But, you know, I don't want to be bugging you. But, yeah, I definitely want my name out there for when you guys are ready. Or if something comes up, you know, you just give me a call, and I'll be more than happy to help you guys out. And trying to assist you in getting you some a great rate and some funding for your projects there.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, we actually have a meeting today, so we'll see how that
cool.
goes.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate your time, and we'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Bye.